You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Sometimes You Have to Stink Up the Place to Be True to Yourself. Are you always true to yourself? Are you true to yourself even though you may offend other people in your life or create a stink? Let me tell you another true story. A few years ago, I was living in Troutdale, Oregon, which is just east of Portland, Oregon, near the Columbia River Gorge. I was out running one morning during the early winter time, and I stepped on a small rock on the street and rolled my ankle. I had rolled my ankle many times in the past, but this time it was different. I heard the bone snap. I hobbled home, took a shower, and went into the emergency room at a local hospital. The doctor in the ER looked at my ankle and said he would bet me $100 that my ankle was not broken. I shook his hand and said, I will take that bet. An ER nurse took me in a wheelchair to the x-ray department to get an x-ray of my ankle. I was taken back to the ER room to wait for the x-ray results. When the doctor came back in, he said, I guess I was wrong. You did break it. I already knew that I had broken my ankle because I had heard the bone break. The ER doctor never gave me my $100. I'm still waiting for that. I was sent to an orthopedic surgeon who put a cast on my ankle and told me the cast would be on my ankle for a total of 4 weeks. Since I am a runner, and running is my stress management, there is no way I was not going to do some type of physical exercise for a 4 week period. Luckily, there was a health club right next to the building where I worked in downtown Portland. I tried riding an exercise bicycle, but it was very awkward trying to pedal with one leg, so my only option was a rowing machine. To use the rowing machine, you would sit down on a seat, stretch out your legs in front of you, and pull a handle attached to a cable with both hands. The cable was pulled out from and retracted back with resistance into a rowing compartment with a screen that allowed the user to compete in a virtual rowing race against a virtual component on the computer. I went to the health club 7 days a week for 4 weeks. My ankle was in the cast to use the rowing machine. If you have ever broken a bone and experienced having a cast, you will understand that exercising and sweating on a daily basis causes the cloth material inside the cast to develop some very interesting and very potent smells. At the end of 4 weeks, I went back to the orthopedic surgeon who sat next to me on a little metal chair with wheels. He took out a saw to cut off my cast. Immediately after cutting through the cast and separating it into two pieces, a horrible, horrible smell, something I have never experienced before, filled the room. The doctor's eyes began to water, and he quickly propelled himself to the other side of the exam room on the little metal chair to get as far away from me as possible. He said goodbye immediately and left the room, coughing and gagging from the smell. I am not exaggerating. The smell being generated by my own leg was as horrible a smell as I have ever experienced. As I was driving home from the doctor's office, even though it was the middle of winter, I had to keep all four windows of my car open because the smell coming from my leg was so bad. In fact, the smell was so bad, I had to stop the car on the way home to get out of the car and throw up, since I could not handle the smell of my own leg. When I got home, I immediately took a long shower and scrubbed my leg with soap. The smell did not change. When I got out of the shower, I rubbed my leg with some lotion, and the smell did not change. I took 3 more showers that day with the same results. The smell did not change. I tried masking the smell by applying some men's cologne, but the mixture of the original smell with my cologne was just as toxic. It took several more days of at least twice daily showers with continual scrubbing of my leg with soap before that horrible smell finally went away. I am a runner. I understood what I needed to do on a daily basis when my ankle was in a cast. I was true to myself, even though I engaged in actions that created a horrible smell, stunk up the place, and offended others. William Shakespeare said in the play Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 3, to thine self be true. So what do you need to do to be true to yourself, even if you create a stink? Take responsibility and consider these three things. Number one, you take responsibility for understanding yourself. You know and understand what is best for you. You must trust that personal knowledge, understanding, and associated feelings. You know what you need to do to stay balanced emotionally, psychologically, and physically. You must trust your own intuition. You must trust yourself, even if the people in your life, your family, and your friends question your motives or your sanity. You proceed with confidence in yourself and your abilities. According to Psychology Today, confidence is a belief in oneself, the conviction that one has the ability to meet life's challenges and to succeed, and the willingness to act accordingly. Being confident requires a realistic sense of one's capabilities and feeling secure in that knowledge. Number two, take responsibility for your own feelings. You do not blame others for what you are feeling. You never engage in feeling like a victim of anything. You are aware of your own emotional triggers and how you respond when you are triggered. When you take responsibility for your own feelings, scientific researchers have determined that you can overcome negative cognitive biases you may have created for yourself. A negative cognitive bias is a systematic error in thinking that occurs when you are processing and interpreting information about any negative feelings you may have and directly affects the decisions and judgments you may make based on those negative feelings. Number three, take responsibility for your own actions. To be yourself, even though you may create a stink in your life, you have to take responsibility for all of your actions. You and you alone are responsible for what you do. Scientific researchers have also determined that responsible actions include actions based on at least six essential elements, including honesty, compassion, respect, fairness, accountability, and courage. You express yourself through responsible, positive, empowering actions on a daily basis. You take responsible actions to co-create and live the life you truly desire. Being true to yourself helps you to create a positive impact in your own life and with other people in your life, even though you may create a stink. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.